Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:17 British Summer Time. Today is April 13th. Well, whereas the last few days have been characterized by a general unwinding of a short-term overbought condition on risk assets, today markets were a bit steadier, particularly in Asia, where a number of markets were really quite a bit firmer, and India in particular had an impressive upward dynamic on both the Sensex and the Nifty, and the banks sector also posted a really quite an impressive upward dynamic. India has probably been one of the least loved of the Asian markets in the last few months, because at least in part because it's been dragged down by fears about corruption or a heightened sensitivity to corruption and graft. But the market had also, in technical terms, had gone right up and tested its 2008 high back in November. And it's not unusual to see markets have a somewhat larger reaction when they've retested an important psychological level, such as an old all-time high. And that's exactly what India has done. It pulled back, found support below the 200-day moving average, is pushed back above it now, and today's upward dynamic is a clear indication that demand is coming back much stronger on even small pullbacks, and that's really quite a bullish factor. In the short term, today's lows would need to be taken out to question scope for additional upside. And over the medium term, the low back in February is now an important touchstone from the perspective of the medium term uptrend. When one looks broadly at Asia, and particularly that MSCI Asia ex Japan index, the characteristic is really quite common right across the region, where a number of the Asian markets in particular have found support in the region of their 200-day moving averages and have are in varying degrees of rallying away from that mean, and a number of them have pushed on to new high ground, and that MSCI index has pushed on to new recovery highs over the last month, and is probably in need of a little bit of consolidation in the very short term, but it's an index that has pushed on to new recovery highs in a generally corrective phase for stock markets, and that's really quite positive. Now, while that Asian markets were really quite positive in here today, the other stock markets were relatively unchanged, and in Europe the majority of indices were up on the day, most less than 1%. The DAX was an exception, just up a tad over 1%. And as just the USA has just closed, and both the S&P and the Dow were pretty much unchanged, and the Nasdaq was a little bit firmer. So it's still an environment where this short-term overbought condition is being unwound. We haven't had anything in the way of really large downward dynamics to upset crowd sentiment, and at least in stock markets. When one looks at the commodity markets, today was another weak day for the industrial commodities, and they were also really overbought in the very short term, and this continues to look like an unwinding of that. Yesterday was a fairly weak day for the grain complex, and they were all reasonably steady in here today. Cotton is definitely worthy of mention, because both cotton and coffee had rallied so remarkably in the last few months. Cotton we're coming to the end of what has been a very tight market for cotton, and the contract rolled a few days ago, and the July contract now looks to be on the cusp of completing a medium-term top, and it really does need to rally really quite emphatically. Something that is seen reasonably regularly, particularly when a commodity has had such a remarkable move to the upside, or indeed the downside, is that you get directional changes following the contract change. Contract changes give investors an opportunity to reassess. They have the decision whether they're going to take money off the table or whether they're going to roll their bets forward into the next contract. So they're natural areas for people to begin to reassess. And cotton has been such a remarkable move to the upside and has lost momentum somewhat. And we're coming right to the end of this crop cycle, and after the July contract, the next most liquid, as far as I know, is the December contract. And while that looks quite a bit firmer, it's also at a substantially lower level, and that backwardation has resulted in quite a large step in the first month continuation chart, and that also sometimes has an effect on crowd sentiment when you have that big step in the price. So it looks like cotton is on the cusp of completing a medium-term peak, and it really would have to rally emphatically, really very soon, to question that conclusion at this point. And coffee is also really quite overextended relative to its 200-day moving average. Now, it's held up remarkably well in this 280-cent region. But if that progression of higher reaction lows is taken out, then the case for a medium-term peak having been reached will also be really quite firm. When we go and have a look at some of those commodities that had touched important psychological levels over the last couple of days, then the corn market is now at 761 cents, having gone up and tested the $8 area, so that is also unwinding an overbought condition. Silver, having gone up and had a look at the $42 area on Monday and $40 yesterday, was 53 cents stronger in here today and closed out the day in the region of $40.60. So that remains an overbought but really quite consistent advance, and the little reaction that we've had hasn't looked like anything other than a small unwinding of that very short-term overbought condition. And the oil market, having pulled back sharply in the last couple of days, was a bit steadier in here today, and the Brent crude is in the region of $107. This has also looked like just a simple unwind of a short-term overbought condition. Oil will have to pull back considerably more than it already has done to question the consistency of this medium-term uptrend. And that is a potential worry for stock markets, and particularly those markets in Asia that may have a heavier dependence on commodity prices, particularly in their CPI figures, than in the West. So oil remains the deal breaker for markets to be able to sustain moves to new high ground or to new recovery highs. And at the moment, the medium-term uptrend hasn't really been questioned. In the Treasury markets, following yesterday's impressive advance, Treasuries were stronger by about a half a point, and gilts and bunds were relatively unchanged. Treasuries have been ranging now for about 3 months, and they're going to have to sustain a break either up or down, and more than likely that break is going to be downwards. And one thing that we can say with a categorical fact with Treasuries is that supply has exploded in the bond markets, not just in Treasuries, but in just about all sovereign bonds. The end of the quantitative easing, which is coming up, could be a source for a short-term rally in U.S. Treasuries, but I think betting on that is probably a risky strategy. And should any short-term rally appear in Treasuries, they're likely to be a shorting opportunity, and that's likely to be the case for a considerable time to come. This was also an interesting day in the lumber market, because lumber has pulled back extremely sharply in the last few weeks, but it's found support in the region of the 200-day moving average. It was off its low yesterday, and it was limit up in here today, so it's bouncing from exactly where it should do. And lumber shares, particularly some of those higher yielders, have performed exceedingly well over the last year and more. And provided lumber continues to find support in the current area and improves upon its performance, that's likely to be a tailwind for some of those shares. When we take a little bit of a step back and look at the condition of the market, stock markets generally have been rallying for more than 2 years, and we've hit a corrective phase for the majority of markets, particularly in Europe and the USA. But it doesn't look like it's anything other than a corrective phase. And even in the face of oil prices above $100, we haven't had any categorical action that it's having a marked negative effect on stock markets. Whereas if we were to see oil rallying emphatically away from where it is right now, that would almost certainly have a deleterious effect on stock markets. But for the moment, the status quo remains relatively sanguine. And that is almost certainly not going to remain the case if we continue to see that commodity prices remain at close to historic highs. The long-term outlook for the oil price is that the application of technologies has changed the outlook really quite remarkably over the last decade. So while there are short-term pressures on the oil market, and indeed probably medium-term pressures, then the long-term pressures are probably considerably more sanguine because you're going to have massive new supply coming online for both shale oil and shale gas. So that's a good thing for the global economy. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.